morning service at Pentecost Baptist Church. Whether listening online or here in person, you are all most welcome. My name is David Volos, and I am one of the deacons here. I've been asked to remind you that today is the last day to hand in to Mark nominations for the diaconate. We have some nominations, please kindly put that to Mark today. Thank you. For those of you here in person, thank you for wearing a face covering, for distancing, and for refraining from sleep. It's hard, isn't it? It really is hard. We look forward to a time when that will not be necessary, but at the moment, for all our safety, we are complying with government guidelines. Thank you. King David prayed the following prayer. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my saviour. Let's pray together. Holy Father, we thank you that you are our rock, our fortress, our deliverer. We pray that you will help us to worship you this morning, to listen to your word as we wait on you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We're going to start musical worship. I was going to say some worship. We'll start our musical worship by listening and worshipping to song, Lord, how majestic you are. My eyes meet your gaze, and my burden is lifted.
A song we'll be listening to as it ministers to us. We're going to be listening to Praise the Name of Jesus. Be seated. Now it's an opportunity for you to pray out loud, if you wish, to thank God, thank our loving Lord, or praise him in your own words. So there'll be an opportunity now if you'd like to pray out loud. Please do. Amen.
Amen. Dear Lord, we just thank you for healing for Kirsty, and we thank you for your continued blessings upon us as a family, Lord, and to help her continue recovery.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being here this morning and being able to worship you. We thank you for everyone gathered and for those that aren't here, Lord, we pray for them too. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We do pray that you would bless each one this morning as we worship you, that you will heal those who need healing, that you would lift up our spirits as we praise you today. Amen.
Right, well, I was really pleased to see that we've got some children. So it's always lovely to have people, and it's lovely to see Lexi and Lillian and Jamie with us. We haven't seen you for a very long time, so it's lovely to see you. So we're going to find out a little bit about prayer and talking to God. And we're going to find out what Jesus taught us about that. One day, Jesus taught people how to pray. He said, when you pray, don't pray like those extra super holy people. They think if they say lots of words, God will hear them. But it's not because you're so clever or good or so important that God will listen to you. God listens to you because he loves you. Did you know that God is always listening to you? Did you know that God can hear the quietest whisper deep inside your heart even before you've started to say it? Because God knows exactly what you need even before you ask him, Jesus told them. You see, God just can't wait to give you all that you need. So you don't need to use long words or special words. You don't have to use a special voice. You just have to talk. So when you pray, pray in your normal voice, just like when you're talking to someone you love very much. You see, Jesus was showing people that God would always love them with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. So they didn't need to hide anymore or be afraid or ashamed. They could stop running away from God and they could run to him instead, as a little child runs into her daddy's arms. There's a picture of now, in your packs, children, if you get your pack out, have you got some packs down there? No? Could Mark, could we have some? Thank you. So in your packs, you have two sheets. There's this one, which you're going to do some drawing or writing on. And there's this one, which is a family prayer that you can take home and you can do with your family each day. And it just gives you a pattern for how to pray. It says, Father, you are good. I need help. They need help. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And it's got some ideas by the side of it. So that's for you to take home and use through the week or through the weeks to come. The other one, what we'd like you to do, it says thank you at the top of this part, and what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to draw or write something that you want to say thank you to God for. So it could be our world, which is so beautiful, the trees, the flowers, the mountains, the sea, the animals, or it could be your favourite toys. Or it could be your family, or it could be your friends, or anything else, your favourite food. Whatever you would like to say thank you to God for, you can draw or write there. The other side says something you want to say to Jesus. Jesus is our best friend. So we can tell him anything and everything. We can tell him what makes us laugh, what makes us cry or sad, what we want him to help us with, or what we like to do. You can tell him anything at all because he loves to listen to us and to talk to us. And we'll look at some of those pictures and things that at the end of the service. Thank you.
Thank you, Owen. I'm going to have our reading. Thank you, Christine.
The reading is taken from Acts chapter 2, verse 42, on page 1094. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Thank you.
Thank you, Christine. This morning we're continuing our series on the early church. What did they do? What did they devote themselves to? And last week we heard very helpfully from Stephen how the early church was devoted to the apostles' doctrine. That's listening to scripture, reading scripture if you like. What are you devoted to? What am I devoted to? The early church was also devoted to prayer. I long for each one of us in church, in our church, to be true disciples of the Lord Jesus and to be people of prayer. Let me just say a prayer. Father God, as we talk about prayer, we pray that you would help us and you would speak to each of us by name something we need to know about prayer. Amen. Well, there's much to learn from prayer from the book of Acts. Apparently, there are over 30 references to prayer. And I reckon that was the reason for the secret of the church's power. However, I find prayer hard. My mind so often wanders. But what can we learn from the early church about prayer? Now, the disciples knew the Lord Jesus spent a lot of time alone, speaking to his heavenly Father, usually in remote places and often through the night. And they asked him, "Lord, teach us to pray." He told them to find a quiet place away from others and to talk to their heavenly Father in secret. Now, wouldn't it be great if each one of us could find a place where we can meet secretly and talk to our heavenly Father in prayer? Not always easy. You've got a family, it's pretty hard. But I love the story about Susanna Wesley. She was the mother of John and Charles Wesley. And she used to, on occasions, put her apron over her head in the middle of the kitchen so she could pray amid the hustle and bustle of family life. We may not need to go to that extremity, but we do need to find our own quiet and private place where you can go and regularly meet with our loving Lord. Can I encourage you to think about how you can do that? And how do you pray? I'm sure we've all got much to learn from each other in this area. I'm certainly no expert, but I find it helpful to start my time alone with God with thanksgiving and worship. I often use a hymn book. I actually use this one, which is the new edition of Mission Praise, but you know, any hymn book that you find helpful will be fine. I was very challenged by A.W. Tozer. You may have heard of him, he's a great American preacher. And he said this, "I say without qualification, after the sacred scriptures, the next best companion for the soul is a good hymn book." Mm. As to prayer, I try and include a list of people who I long to come to know Christ personally and for Christ's kingdom to come. When I was at university, a friend of mine had 5 friends who we used to pray for regularly. They became Christians. They all did. Wow. So let's try and pray personally for people around us, our neighbours, our friends, our family. Sometimes I say prayers out loud. Sometimes I write down my prayers. You may find a journaling book quite useful. Some people journal. You have some of a diary which you share with God. Or you can use any book, it doesn't have to be a special book. So you may want to write things down. Sometimes I pray using the helpful keeping in touch sheets. Thanks, Mark, for producing those. I've recently been challenged by the book Pray Big by a guy called Alistair Begg. In this, he suggests that we should pray for each other like the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapters 1 and chapters 3. And by the way, there are a number of these I bought as a gift to each of you. To help yourself on the way out, just grab and go, to use Stephen Cole's famous phrase, and help yourself, it's a gift. Stephen's already read it, and he said he found it very, very helpful, so that's a commendation to you. Among other things, he suggests that we, things to pray for each other, pray for hope. Oh, how much we need hope. Ephesians 1:18, Paul tells us, I pray that your eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. In other words, he's praying the Ephesian Christians may have a confident assurance of the truths of the gospel. We might really know our forgiveness, our total acceptance as sons of God, God's good plans for us now and for eternity. Do you know, we are all spiritually rich. Say that again. We are all spiritually rich. But we need to be continually assured about our spiritual riches in Christ. How much in these strange days we need hope or comfort assurance about our short-term and long-term future. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for hope. Secondly of the three, let's pray for each other for power. Ephesians 1:19, Paul tells us, I pray that you may know his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. How much we need power to fulfill God's purposes for us. And this is something we can and should pray for each other. We may need power in illness, suffering, or mourning. We may need power in our family or work life. We may need power to share the gospel with those around us. Let's pray for each other that we all might know power like the power of the resurrection. Let's confidently pray for that. And thirdly and finally, little section, let's pray for each of us to know the love of God deep in our hearts. Ephesians 3:17 and onwards, Paul says, I pray you, being rooted and established in love, may have with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Oh, wow. It'd be great if each of us could know how deeply we are loved. Oh, what a difference that would make. So, let's pray that we may know that love. He knows everyone, personally, deeply, powerfully, wisely, completely. He loves you. I can actually look you in the face at the moment, which is nice. He loves you. He loves you. And if I had a mirror, I would just put it to myself as well. May we regularly pray for each other. We may know more and more of God's love and be able to share it with others. Wow. My prayer is that God will help each one of us to have hope, power, and love more and more in our lives. And if you'd like to know more, please do. I think I bought 10, so there's plenty to be given away. The second thing I want to talk about this morning is what is praying by ourselves, which is foundational. We need to pray together. We can also learn much about praying together from the early church. As I mentioned earlier, in the book of Acts, there are over 30 references to prayer, usually involving prayer together. The first act of the disciples after the resurrection was devote themselves to prayer, as Acts 1:14. Our key verse this morning, devoting, tells us the Holy Spirit had come on the early believers. The church had grown from a little over 30 to about 3,000. Wow. One of their first priorities was to devote themselves to prayer. The apostles' devotion to prayer was ongoing and central. Acts 6:4, we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. It is these devoted prayers that God works to accomplish his will. Prayer together. Can I invite you to pray with others? Throughout the book of Acts, God uses prayer as a means to achieve his ends. Prayer is the first response of the early church to persecution. And after Peter was arrested and the Christians pray, we read, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. I would strongly encourage you to meet with others to pray as far as you're able. How about arranging to meet up with one or two others and praying on the phone or together outside somewhere? If you're a guy and you'd like to meet up with someone, I'd be very happy to pray with you on the phone or outside somewhere. Also encourage you strongly to meet up with the church prayer meeting Tuesday evening, which is at present on Zoom, so if you're into technology, welcome to that. I'm usually on that on Tuesday evening at 7:30. Or if you prefer it in person and you're available in the morning, 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, next door, CLC. So there's an invitation. I'd be delighted to see as many of you coming as possible. Firstly, as I finish, I have two challenges and two promises. First of all, why don't we pray more? And I speak to myself as well as everybody else. So just at least two reasons. Firstly, we don't prioritise prayer. If we're serious about prayer, do we organise in our lives prayer to have a central place? I remember hearing some years ago about someone who gave up a 30-minute TV programme every evening, which they very much enjoyed, and instead gave that 30 minutes to prayer. Is there a practical thing that you can do to give time to God in prayer? May the Lord give us all grace to be devoted to prayer, both personal and together. The second challenge is this. We are all governed too much by our feelings. As a young Christian, I learnt, that's about over 50 years ago now, by the way, I learnt the following saying, pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Pray until you feel like it. Feelings are all well and good, but we must not be ruled by them. I find that even when I don't feel like praying, if I make myself pray and give space, I come to feel like praying. And finally, like all good speakers, two promises. Firstly, God helps us in our praying. We're not alone. Romans 8:26 tells us the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. We're not on our own when we pray. As we start to pray, God comes alongside us by his Spirit and prays for us and with us. So I promise, God will help us. If we take the first step to him, he'll take several steps towards us. And secondly, a second promise, our prayers bring pleasure to God. Revelation 8:4 tells us, the smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people, that's you and me, ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Our loving Lord values our prayers so much they come as incense before his holy altar. What a privilege to bring pleasure to the living Lord God Almighty by our prayers. As I said earlier, I do find prayer hard, both personal and praying with others. But my prayer for myself and each one of you listening to my voice is, Lord, teach me to pray better and for more, for your glory alone. Amen. As I said, if you like that thing, free book here by the tables outside. And if you're listening online, I can arrange via Stephen Cole's post to arrange for it and get to you that way as well, so don't feel you're missing out there. Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank you so much for your gift of prayer. We cry out to you, teach us to pray, and ask that as each one of us seeks your face, your kingdom will come and your will be done. Amen.
Amen.
Let's let the next song minister to us as we listen and respond. It's a slightly different version of What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Again, we need to listen. Thank you. There's now going to be an opportunity for you to pray out loud. There are many different things that you wish to pray for, and I wouldn't be so bold as to suggest what, but anything, anyone, any situation that you're aware of that you'd like to pray for out loud now, do feel free. And if you're not comfortable praying out loud, that's fine, just pray quietly. So a chance to pray out loud. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for our minister Stephen and his wife Kirsty. We thank you for all the work that they have put in, especially over this last 12 months, to keep our flock together. Lord, it has been so difficult for him. We thank you for his enthusiasm and his love for people and the way he can translate it to others. We thank you for your work. We pray that
Amen.
Gift of prayer. Prayer speaks of speaking, talking, relationship with you. And that's what you want. You want us, Lord, to have an intimacy with you. That at any moment we know that we call upon you, we can come and speak to you. We can rest ourselves in you. We can settle in you because you love us so much. And prayer means so much to us. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift of prayer. Such wonderful relationship we can have with you, the great mighty creator, keeper, sustainer of everything. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we want to pray for the country of Chad in Africa. Last harvest time we supported the BMS hospital in that country, and sadly, the president was killed last weekend. There is a lot of unrest, and all the BMS missionaries from this country have had to come out of Chad for the time being. And those that are there are in a dangerous situation, Lord. We pray for peace in that country of Chad and for safety for those who are working in the Gwynedd Hospital to heal the sick. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for our hospitals, my nurses, and I'm sorry that I use them too much for my anxiety. And I just pray for them and for the patients.
Yes, Lord, we
thank you for the children and the animals this morning. Yeah. We thank you that you are with them day by day. Mm-hmm. We pray that you will teach them how to pray, how to be good at school, and to spread the word of Jesus. And we are all your children, Lord, so teach us how to pray. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for everybody, young and old, who may be struggling a little bit at the moment with their mental health and well-being. And we ask that you fill them with light, warmth, security, and the knowledge that they aren't alone, and that there is help, and that they can actually work with those people. And we ask you to place situations in their lives where they can actually access that help effectively. And Lord, we know that you know each person so well and you know their needs. So as they reach out to you, step in and give them exactly what they need to be able to move to the next stage. Amen.
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 Dear Lord, can we just pray for the people of India?
Amen.
For your help and organising them and helping them to get the resources they need, Lord. Feeling to pull them out of this really awful situation. Mm. We feel that we're approaching probably much better times here. Geography is irrelevant, Lord, and these people could just as easily be anyone to help us, Lord, and we just pray for you stepping in that situation.
Mm. Amen.
The last words of our reading this morning said, spoke about those who are being saved. Father, we would pray this morning for the world, and we would ask that the Holy Spirit convict the world of sin, of righteousness and judgment, that people might be brought to you, that other people out in the world who know nothing about you might come to know and have a full relationship with you that we as believers have. So Father, we just pray that your Holy Spirit will be moving all across this world. You have declared, Father, in the scripture that you are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance in Jesus Christ. And you said that you do not delight in the death of a sinner. And you also said, whosoever will may come. Jesus went to that cross as the sin bearer of the world. And Lord, you're not angry with anybody now, but you would say to everybody, there is now no condemnation. Come to me, you've got your arms open wide, and you're just inviting everybody. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit, in these days in particular, Lord, with all the troubles that are going on, Lord, people are being so disturbed within themselves, and maybe perhaps that's a good thing, maybe that's what you're working, that Lord, you're bringing this work, you're bringing people out of themselves and out of their little conceived places that they're in, and you're causing them to think, and to look and to question what's happening. Father, I pray that your Spirit might move all across this world, convicting the world of sin, of righteousness and of judgment, and that you will bring people to yourself, and that there be a great salvation in these days, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's bring our prayers together as we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I think Maureen's going to have a look at the children's prayers, if that was okay with them. I don't know.
What have you said thank you for, Connie? You just hold it up and then I can see. Tell Daddy. Evie, have you done something? What have you said thank you for? Oh, you've written it. Thank you. So Evie's said thank you for the world, and she's got a lovely picture of the world. Thank you for the church family, and there's some hearts to show her love. Thank you for your kindness. So kindness is always good, isn't it? It's always good to be kind. And have you done anything, Izzy, you want to show? Have you done something? Just hold it up and I can see. Is that your family? Yeah? Is it family? Just family or family and friends? Just family. Family is always good to say thank you for, isn't it? And Lexi, have you done any? I can't see from here. Could you shout out what it is? For a favourite, oh, food. Food is always good. The trouble is with me is my favourite food is always bad for me. So that's not so good, is it? But anyway, I love some things. And we've got, Connie, are you going to show us something? For my guinea pig. Oh, we've got guinea pig. Guinea pig and family and the friend Alice. All good things to say thank you for, aren't they? And then Evie on her something to say to Jesus says, I'm sorry for my sins. I love you. I hope everyone will be safe and happy. I hope you will rise again soon. Mm-hmm. So there we are. That's what Evie has said on her something that she would like to say to Jesus. And of course, as I said, you can say anything and everything. It doesn't have to be great big things. It can be little tiny things. So thank you, children, for taking part.
To close our service, we're going to be listening to a modern song called Worthy of Every Song We Could Ever Sing.
Well, they'll sing and we'll listen. So, Worthy of Every Song We Could Ever Sing. Thank you.